The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county, and, you know, want to make sure I get in this hour the huge kudos and extreme credit that I need to offer up to a local franchise here. A plan that you can really see. A plan that whose execution, at least to this point, has been flawless. Losing with a purpose is what I call it. It's not the same thing as going out and throwing games. Losing with a purpose means that you go out, you focus on youth, and the losses that come with allowing those guys to learn on the fly are functional because they help your draft standing. So you're growing your young players while losing at the same time. This is a win-win scenario. The enemy of a franchise in the Pistons' position is mediocrity. There is nothing worse. And for those who charge, hey, I want my team, you know, to have the best possible chance to win every single time. And what if I told you, if you did that, you would be mediocre for, you know, perpetually. It'd just be, who knows when you would ever rise up. But if you lost in a functional way, you would have an opportunity to maybe rise up sooner. Pain now for the pleasure later versus, you just mute for a period of time. You're muting the pain, dulling the pain. It's still there, just below the surface, you know, not enough to really cause you harm, but enough to hold you back. That's mediocrity. So the Pistons, Troy Weaver, what did they accomplish this season? What did they put a capper on last night? The second worst record in the NBA. The second worst record in the NBA. Why is the second worst record in the NBA important? Because the bottom three teams in the NBA all have the same odds of getting the first pick in the lottery. All have the same odds of being in the top four. You want it to be somewhere in that bottom three range. I think that we saw over the course of the season, were you not impressed with the emergence of Sadiq Bey? You remember after the draft. So let's go back. Let's rewind the tape. So I think Sadiq Bey has a good chance of being the steal of the first round. Love that pick. I believe Sadiq Bey was the number 19 pick. All he did was go out and, you know, put up impressive marks as a three-point shooter. Looking like he could be that 3-and-D guy, right? So you love that pick. I mean, who would you say was a, if you want to put it in the steal category, whose competition? I would say Tyrese Haliburton. Tyrese Michael Jeffrey Jordan Haliburton is a good candidate for that. But man, if you are Saben Lee, you got to love, in my opinion, what the Pistons got from Saben Lee this year. You know, a guy that, you know, you think about what the expectations were draft day. Would he make the roster? You know, what were they thinking? And so here you have Saben Lee out of Vanderbilt come in and look like he could be a piece of the future. So you like that. You know, I feel like Isaiah Stewart. Isaiah Stewart really is another guy who there were questions about because he's a 6'8 center, right? But when you take into account his wingspan, his springiness, his physicality, he was a guy that routinely just like they said in the pre-draft and sort of the pre-draft write-ups, play routinely bigger than his size. Love that pick. Love what he was on the defensive end of the floor. Another guy they got in the latter half of the first round. So you like that pick. Killian Hayes, not a super fan. Part of it was injury. Part of it was he's not a shooter or anywhere close. And especially when you consider that Halliburton was on the board, as we talked about before, a guy who seemingly was more complete as a lead guard. Because, yeah, he was a good setup man, but he was a much better shooter, much better shooter. The plus with Killian Hayes was he was like Jason Kidd, right? Not saying he was going to be the next Jason Kidd, but they were like, this is the kind of passer he is, the kind of court vision he has. The irony is you felt like he became a better offensive player when he was playing off the ball. That big game he had a couple of weeks ago, I think it was against the Bulls, where he had 21 and shot it well and just seemed more comfortable on the court. He was playing off the ball. Now, I don't know what that means in the grand scheme of things, but it was certainly ironic. Certainly made me feel even more like should have taken Halliburton, but he can at least be serviceable. So point being, as you look at all of those young draft pieces, you add to it some of the pieces that they acquired, like Hamidou Diallo, looking like, okay, I can see that being a piece to the Pistons this year. Like that, I believe that the Pistons, and I mean, we'd have to defer to one of our Pistons experts on this, but I got to believe that Frank Jackson is looking like a part of their future now. Now, how much may depend on who they get in this draft, because, again, you want to come away with that number one pick. If you come away with that number one pick, I think the guy is Evan Mobley. Not Evan Mobley, but I think the guy is Cade Cunningham. The other guy could be Evan Mobley. And as center heavy, as big, all the big guys, it doesn't make sense. So they went out and they got Jahlil Okafor. They have Mason Plumlee in there. Of course, you just heard me talk about Isaiah Stewart in that mix. Evan Mobley would be a pure, a guy that can play the five position, that is versatile enough to switch on screens, can play away from the basket, can play with his back to the basket. I like his versatility. To me, there's a top two, and then there's everyone else. Now, admittedly, that's in part due to I didn't see any G League games. I don't know. I don't even know where to find G League games. Like, At one point, I actively, looked for, I want to watch a G League game. I didn't know where to find it. Like, do they even show them? So it's, I don't know what Jalen Green is. I don't know what the G League offers as far as the, how the guys in the draft from those ranks compare to the guys that I'm putting in the top two. I'm just saying the two safest picks in that in the first round are Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. You come away with either of those guys, if you're the Pistons, you are winning. And you just gave yourself the best chance of doing that. So Troy Weaver, Detroit Pistons, you have done a great job. A great job of losing functionally. And a coach in Dwayne Casey, who without executed that plan. No, guys, we aren't going out and throwing games. We aren't going out trying to lose. We're going to go out there and I'm going to play all the young guys. We're going to emphasize the young guys in the minutes load. And I'm going to be frustrated. I'm going to talk about this is not how you play at this level, but you're going to learn on the fly. Best case scenario for the Detroit Pistons. So hopefully this ball keeps rolling the right way. And what's the ping pong ball day, Ira? You have it in front of you?
Yeah, it is coming up. Ping pong ball day is on June 22nd, and then the draft is July 29th.
I like it. hopefully it works out for the red, white, and blue down in Detroit. We need to get to a break. 8:45 on a Monday morning, excuse me, back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.